body aches at bedtime, Sierrasil is a natural mineral supplement that supports joint health, calms inflammation, and we're so sure it'll work for you as it has for me and my husband for over 10 years. It has a money-back guarantee. Go to Sierrasil.com, Sierrasil, and use the code DRIFT for 10% off. Hello, I'm Erin, and welcome to Drift. Here we bring you some relaxation, a time just for you, and then a story to gently help ease you into what we hope will be a good night's rest. On that same note, Drift is made possible by my sleep sisters at Envy Pillow. I first found Envy Pillow several years ago when I was suffering from neck pain due to stress. Envy Pillow is the only certified natural pillow you'll find infused with copper, antimicrobial and collagen-boosting copper. Learn more in the morning at Envy Pillow. That's ENVYPillow.com, and sleep with the best. Before we get to our story of Mother Star and her offspring, let's take a few moments to get you relaxed. I want you to take a deep breath in and just concentrate on that breath. Feel it on the inhale and out slowly, letting all of your cares and your tensions, your thoughts and your worries just go. It can all wait, and there's nothing right now that you need to do. Nothing at all. Be here with me. Feel the sensation of heaviness in your feet, your calves, your thighs, your backside. Now release the hold of your hips, maybe shake a little bit, your belly, your chest, your shoulders, let them down, your arms, and now your neck. Just let it go. Rest your head heavily on your pillow. Relax your face, your mouth, your eyebrows, and let your eyelids rest closed. Now one more breath in, feeling the joy of the peaceful moment you are in right now, and out with gratitude, thinking these words: I am safe. I am loved. I am at peace. And if you're ready, let's drift. I love to bring you stories you've known since you were just a child. Maybe you're still a child. I love having you here too. But here, we share fairy tales whose origins are also based in different parts of the world, and were shared beyond the borders in which they began by the author Henry Jacobs. Now, Mr. Jacobs made it his life's work to bring folklore to the masses so that we might all know, say, Celtic tales or those from parts of the Far East as it was then known. As Mr. Jacobs himself says, soils and national characters differ, but fairy tales are the same in plot and incidents. Some tales traveled like soil on shoes, from one land to another, thanks to crusaders or missionaries or traders. But he says more than a third of the stories with which he was familiar are derived from India. Only further proof, he adds, that fairy tales are something more than Celtic or Hindu. They are human. And so we bring you the story of how the sun, moon, and wind went out to dinner, from the book of Indian fairy tales. This is a family tale. There is Star, who is the mother, and children, sun, moon, and wind. Soon you will learn who is the gentle, kinder child, and don't be surprised if you think upon this story in the future and see these lovely characteristics in our own lives, thanks to this tale. One day, sun, moon, and wind went out to dine with their uncle and aunt, Thunder and Lightning. Their mother, who was one of the most distant stars you see far up in the sky, waited at home alone for her children's return. She was content to sparkle and shine, biding her time in patience and beauty in the dark night sky. Now both sun and wind were greedy and selfish. They enjoyed the great feast that had been prepared for them, one dish after another, and oh, it was divine. But did you know, sun and wind did not even have one thought, not one single solitary thought, of saving any of this delectable feast to take home to their mother, Star. Ah, sun and wind, how could you be so heartless? But the gentle moon was different. She always thought of those around her, especially her dear mother, and she did not forget her. Every time a dainty dish was brought around, Gentle Moon placed a small portion under one of her beautiful long fingernails, so that Star might also have a share in the treat. At long last, the feast ended, and Sun, Moon, Wind, Thunder, and Lightning pushed away from the table, satisfied with the meal that had been laid before them. On their return home, their mother, who had kept watch for them all night long, with her little bright eye, said, "Well, children, what have you brought home for me?" The son, who was eldest, spoke first and said, "I have brought nothing home for you. I went out to enjoy myself with my friends, not to fetch a dinner for my mother." And Wind said, "Neither have I brought anything home for you, mother. You could hardly expect me to bring a collection of good things for you, when I merely went out for my own pleasure." Star's disappointment showed as her light faded ever so slightly. But Moon said, "Mother, do not be sad, for I remembered you. If you bring a plate, you will see what I have brought you." Star brought the finest translucent plate, which glowed as it was set upon the table. And then Moon began shaking her hands and wriggling her fingers as though playing the most glorious stringed instrument or shaking them to dry after having washed them. From her magical moon hands, she showered down such a choice dinner as never was seen before, one delicious treat after another, more than either Star or Moon could count. Then Star returned to her eldest child, Sun, and said these words, "Because you went out to amuse yourself with your friends and feasted and enjoyed yourself without any thought of your mother at home, you shall be cursed. From now on, your rays shall ever be hot and scorching, and shall burn all that they touch, and men shall hate you and cover their heads when you appear." And that is why the sun is so hot to this day. Then she turned to Wind and said, "Then there is you, you who forgot your mother in the midst of your selfish pleasures. Listen now and hear your judgment. You shall always blow in the hot, dry weather, and shall parch and shrivel all living things, and men shall detest and avoid you from now on." And that is why the wind in the hot weather is still so disagreeable. But to Moon she said, "Daughter, because you remembered your mother and kept for her a share in your own enjoyment, From this day forward, you shall ever be cool and calm and bright. No noxious or annoying glare shall accompany your pure moon rays, and men shall always call you blessed. Those with romance in their hearts will gaze upon you. You will be loved. And that is why the moon's light is so soft and cool and beautiful even to this day. Ah, the simple joys that come from sharing, thinking of others before ourselves. What a lovely thought on which to drift off. And that, my friend, is the story, as short and as sweet as a plate full of tiny dessert cakes, of how we have come to adore the moon, which I hope tonight will grace you with the gentle and refreshing gift of sleep. And so on that note, I wish you a good night and sweet dreams.